But into the books first. And Hannah August, welcome. Thank you very much for being so patient and waiting for this. And welcome. Some of your favourites, please, from last year that you want to, or the last year that you want to recommend.
Yeah, I mean, last year I did read a lot of 19th century novels to get me through lockdown.
Well, that's more than last year.
Well, yes.
But now I also, for your favourite books of last century, or even the one before.
Well, setting aside Middlemarch, I did read three New Zealand novels that I really enjoyed, and I don't read a lot of New Zealand fiction, so I really wanted to take some time to talk about these ones. Two of them are published by the Wellington-based publishing collective Lawrence and Gibson, and the first one I think is the one that's probably been on the majority of people's radars. It's had the biggest pickup. It's Spriggs by Branavan Yanalingam, and this is Yanalingam's sixth novel. His fifth, Sodden Downstream, was shortlisted for the Ockhams a couple of years ago, and Spriggs is, you can really see his trajectory as a writer kind of coming to a culmination here. Well, you know, it hasn't culminated yet. I look forward to seeing what he writes next, but this is definitely his most accomplished novel. It's his longest, and it's this wonderful interrogation. Well, wonderful might not quite be the right adjective in terms of readers' responses to it, but it's a really insightful interrogation of rape culture, toxic masculinity in New Zealand. It's set at a private boys' school in Wellington, and basically interrogates the aftermath of a sexual assault that happens at a teenage party after a rugby game. And it's got a very large cast of characters. He does something quite masterful, which I think works very effectively, in that he has a sort of omniscient narrator for the first three quarters of the book and dips in and out of the heads of all of these different characters, the boys at the school, their parents, various people who are kind of in the orbit of this dreadful assault that has happened, and sort of shows you as he does it the kind of inherent selfishness, the banality of people's selfishness and self-interestedness that stops them being able to deal with situations like that, and sort of leads to situations like this happening in the first place. And there's, you know, there's definitely moments of dark humour throughout that first three quarters. You're kind of appalled at the actions of these characters, but are conscious that there is this victim at the centre of it all, who we haven't heard from. And then in the final section of the book, we transfer into a first-person narrative, which is her story of her reactions. And it's pretty harrowing, but it's also incredibly gripping. And that transfer from the kind of the drifting omniscient narrator to this first-person narrative, it just works so well and is so clever. And yeah, I would love for every kind of year 13 high school student in New Zealand to read this book and think about what it's saying. I really think it's worth anyone reading, and I'd be surprised not to see it on the Ockham shortlist this year.
Right.
The second one I want to talk about is also published by Lawrence and Gibson, by one of the founders of Lawrence and Gibson, Murdoch Stevens, who is perhaps better known for spearheading the Double the Quota, Increase the Refugee Quota campaign a couple of years ago, and this is the first novel that he's published under his own name. It's called Ratking Landlord, and it's this kind of absurdist satire about the housing crisis, but also about, I guess, racism and our inherent fear of the other. It's set in Wellington. If you've lived in Wellington, particularly if you've ever flatted in Wellington, it's very recognisable. It's setting, and is a joy to read because of that. So the narrator lives in this old flat in Mount Vic, which, through a sort of absurdist turn of events, ends up being inherited by this rat who lives on the property. The rat becomes their landlord, and through the course of becoming their landlord also develops this degree of sentience and ability to communicate. He starts off communicating via
a clever premise.
So you can see the cover of it here is some emojis. The rat starts communicating via emojis on this cell phone that he's managed to acquire.
Is it pure satire?
Yeah, I would describe
with a message.
describe it as absurdist satire, but is providing this commentary on the tensions that the housing crisis is creating in a city like Wellington, and the factions that are springing up, the haves and the have-nots, and the tenants and the landlords, and the, you know, where do the property owners who are not landlords sit, and who are they going to ally themselves with? And so it's very funny, it's very well observed, and if you haven't, some people might have read Murdoch's previous novels. As Richard Meros, that was the persona that he had prior to this, and I do think that this is kind of a departure from that, and is worth checking out. The third one that I wanted to recommend was Fake Baby by Amy McDade. We're moving now from a pair of Wellington novels to an Auckland novel. It's interesting noticing that the setting of the cities is quite crucial to all three of these novels, and Fake Baby is set in Auckland. It covers 9 days in the lives of three characters who sort of crisscross between the centre of Auckland and West Auckland, which is where McDade lives. And I would describe this as a novel about mental health, a novel about kind of what we consider to be normal in terms of people's mental health. There is one character who I think is a paranoid schizophrenic, but the two others, one is a woman who is grieving following the loss of her baby. This is where the title comes from. She picks up this very lifelike doll, the so-called fake baby of the title, and kind of grafts onto it. And so the novel kind of looks at the tensions that this creates with her family and her partner as she kind of becomes obsessive about this doll. But then the third character is someone who we might look at and say, well, you know, you've got your life together. He's a straight white man. He runs a pharmacy. He seems to be kind of good at taking care of everyone. But he's sort of struggling as well. And I think it's a really interesting interrogation of kind of, yeah, what we define as mental well-being and the different permutations of that. And I'm not sure that it's a perfect novel. It's a little bit hard to get into because it starts with the narration of the most difficult character, the character who is a schizophrenic. But if you push past that, it becomes really quite gripping. And I think McDade is one to watch.
Excellent. So the three books recommended: Fake Baby by Amy McDade, Rat King Landlord by Murdoch Stevens, and Spriggs by Brenneman Nungalingham. And details are on our webpage if you want to learn more about the publishers and the price. Thank you, Hannah August. Wonderful.